This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the evening with Lynn and Ayman. And our next story is going to be focusing on the oversupply of office spaces in the Klang Valley. Now, this is coming after a recent report in The Edge looked at specifically the challenges facing the 20-year-old abandoned Plaza Rakyat project at a time when really the market has fundamentally changed.
Yeah, and these changes are pretty dramatic. Ever since the Plaza Rakyat project was initiated during the 1990s, because right now, there's just so many office spaces in KL, an oversupply, in fact. So just to illustrate, at the end of the third quarter of last year, there were 92.6 million square feet of office space in the city. And this is contributed by new developments like the Exchange 106 building. And it's also been estimated that 14 million square feet of office space will come onto the market over the next 3 years.
Yeah, because that's what we need. and according to the Asian Cities report for the second half of last year, Savills research said that this oversupply will mean that obviously vacancy rates will rise, putting pressure on the office rental market. So I suppose the question here is why this problem isn't being addressed before new developments are approved, and also in the long term, what a solution is going to look like.
Yeah, because if they know this problem already exists, right, they continue to build these office spaces with seemingly no strategy in terms of how to attract people to rent a space or buy a space, it just doesn't make sense. And I think this kind of investment could have been used towards rewilding cities, for example. That's the thing that I really wish happened. Instead of building office spaces that people don't really need or cannot afford to rent.
So I'm thinking here about one of the conversations that we had towards the tail end of last year, which is when we do our year-end specials, right? And we take a look back at some major headlines within certain parameters. And one of the topics that we wanted to cover was town planning and transportation. And if you missed that if you missed the show, you can look it up on our podcasts. And it was a really illuminating chat. And in it, town planner Haji Ihsan basically made the point that he doesn't think that development right now is responding to a need from the market. Instead, it's sort of going at it with its own reasons, at its own pace, and not necessarily looking at what it is that people are asking for or what it is that people need. And I think that the oversupply of office space is exactly that kind of problem that falls into that parameter where for developers, it's like, hey, we've got these buildings, they need to go up. And you know what? After that, the thing is, even if they turn them into condominiums, it's not as if there isn't an oversupply of that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So it gets to the point where we have these spaces and they need to be filled. And I'm looking around even at our own office building, which is a relatively empty one in a pretty urban spot. So it's clearly, I think, it's clearly a problem. It's also a problem in relation to another article that came up today, which looked at Shah Alam and how there are office buildings there that are laying dormant, that are falling into disrepair. So it's a long-term problem.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at it one way, right, there is this economic theory that says that the supply will create the demand. That's a Says law, but it doesn't seem like that is the case over here. But I think perhaps the logic behind it is that when you have such a large supply of office spaces, it will maybe reduce the general price of it. I don't know. And then that will lead to people like renting it out or buying one. I don't know, but that just doesn't seem to be the case. And I think that when it comes to future developments, right, it needs to take into consideration what exactly are people looking for. There have been strategies to include the office spaces with a condominium that's attached to an MRT station, for example, to make it more convenient. But yeah, I think in general, it's just that businesses or even new businesses which are too small or can't afford to rent these office spaces, it just means that there continues to be a lot of empty office spaces around the Klang Valley.
So we do have a message from Martin who says, what makes you think that Plaza Rakyat is office space? Do your research. There is very little office space. The majority is service apartments, for example. So living space. And that's a fair point. I think maybe we conflated the issue because actually we're talking about office space in relation to an Edge article that posited that as a problem, using the Plaza Rakyat project as a jumping off point to talk about that. So it's not about whether Plaza Rakyat is office space. Instead, it's kind of a broader problem about the oversupply of office spaces, not so much about whether Plaza Rakyat itself is going in that direction, because right now nobody really knows where that project's going to go.
Yeah, and it raises an interesting question as well about how we use these developing properties, right? Because you can see like all these malls are being built, these condominiums are being built where tons of them are not being used at all or underused. So the question is, why do we keep developing it? Or when there are new developments, why aren't they seemingly not meeting the demands of the people because people aren't using it? So these kind of things need to be taken into consideration when coming up with new developments in the future.
So we're going to be speaking with Dr. Carmelo Ferlito, Senior Fellow at the Institute of Democracy and Economic Affairs, to talk about the oversupply of office space in our urban centres. If you have any thoughts or comments, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is coming along to 7:13 in the evening. You're with Lynn and Ayman, and we're talking today about the oversupply of office space in Kuala Lumpur. A growing problem, I think, is one way to describe it. If you have thoughts, if you also occupy, like us, a somewhat empty-ish office building, call us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're crossing over to Carmelo Ferlito, Senior Fellow at IDEAS, also, of course, the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs. Carmelo, thank you so much for joining us. Is the supply of office space something that you think is considered before these developments are approved?
Well, not necessarily, in the sense that this should be a market-driven consideration done by the developers in the moment in which they decide what to do, which kind of investment plan they decide to set up.
Right. So what then are the developers looking at when they want to develop the space?
Well, I guess that are the normal considerations is the location and the potential profitability that a project can generate in the future, attractiveness and infrastructure, of course. Now the connectivity is becoming more and more important.
And why aren't businesses utilizing this abundance of office spaces in the city?
Probably we should reverse the question, in the sense that what we are observing is that we have more availability of offices than businesses in place. You know, so we are experiencing a glut, you know, an oversupply of office spaces.
So why have we got to this place where this has become an issue?
I believe that this has to be looked at in the general perspective of the property market dynamics that we observe over the past 10 years, which we had a very expansive boom that started around 2007, 2008, and reached the peak in 2012. And this property boom was not only limited to the residential units, but of course affected the generality of the market and therefore included also the office space. And now we are experiencing the tail of that boom, which is a generation of abundance of spaces that in fact goes unrent.
Right. And, you know, did government policy have anything to do with this oversupply?
Not directly, in the sense of the policies that are in place at the moment, because, of course, these are private choices, developer choices. You might wonder if the government should be stricter in approving projects. Maybe something can be done on that perspective in developing a better legal framework. But in general, a certain glut is unavoidable after a big boom like the one that was experienced by the Malaysian property market over the past years.
And how has this oversupply of office space affected the property market so far?
What we can see is that older projects even if relatively young, have a drop in price, while the new projects are probably overpriced from a certain perspective. And we are creating a dichotomy between older developments and newer developments. I give you an example. If you look at the two office places that are very nearby, like Oasis Arada Mansara and the new UOA in Suban, which are only a few kilometers apart, the rental price in UOA is double than the average rental price in Oasis Square. Then you have to consider that most of the businesses in Malaysia are small and medium enterprises. And of course, such a difference in price is affecting the decisions.
So who benefits then from this oversupply?
Probably in this moment, the customers, the potential customers, because indeed there is a contraction in prices. You have a higher bargaining price and you can get bigger space at a lower price. So definitely in this moment, the customers are the one benefiting.
And of course, we're seeing co-working spaces also starting to bloom around the city. Does the existence of these spaces hinder efforts to fill up the empty offices in the Klang Valley?
Somehow the co-working can even aggravate the problem, in the sense that in a traditional office, you host only one business. With the co-working, you have more businesses in the same place. So you are increasing the number of unrent units. But of course, we have to consider that not only the property market is changing, but before the property market, the work market, the business model is changing and evolving faster. And probably the property market was unable to keep pace with the evolution of the business model.
So what strategies then can property owners take in order to fill up these office spaces?
The one that you mentioned, to try to convert, to change spaces into co-working realities, might be a solution, at least in the short run, but a solution that can teach somehow something for the future. So at a certain extent, the way in which we conceive business and offices is changing, and also the property market need to take this change into account. For the rest, I guess that they can just wait and see if the future will bring a brighter perspective.
And I suppose, to what extent then is the office space glut a response to potential anticipation that demand will increase in the future?
At least as an attempt, a project is always an attempt to respond to future demand. To be right, then is a different issue. You can try to guess, but not always the answer is the proper one. And I think that also if we look at many new fancy office towers, you know, probably there was a mistake in understanding the nature of the business in Malaysia, which, as I mentioned, is made of small and medium enterprises, and these kind of companies are not looking at fancy spaces. You know, the public connectivity is more important, so looking at this aspect, the proximity of restaurants and eateries in general, these are aspects that are becoming more and more important rather than fancy towers, which have, of course, a limited group of customers.
So in Budget 2020, we saw this incentive from the government to get MNCs, big companies, unicorns to set up base in Malaysia. Do you think this will indirectly help to solve this problem of this office glut?
Definitely, whatever incentive will be placed to attract foreign investment will also help the property market, the commercial property market. And I would go even further, trying to extend these kind of incentives also to medium-sized enterprise. So there are not only the big oil and gas multinational companies, but are also smaller scale businesses which might be interested in having Kuala Lumpur as a hub, and they might be interested, therefore, in having an office in the Klang Valley.
Carmelo, thank you so much for those insights. That was Dr. Carmelo Ferlito, Senior Fellow at IDEAS, talking about the issue of office oversupply in the Klang Valley and potential ways to get around that. And in line with that, we have this message here from Cameron Nizam.
I would love to see this old shopping complex or buildings become some living spaces akin to co-working spaces.
Honestly, if you look at the amount of abandoned buildings, which is a separate show, I think, that we're going to get to soon. But if you look at the amount of old shopping complexes, nearly sort of dead malls, unused office space, you do start to think about all these other alternative uses that they could be good for. And I think something like a co-working space, a co-living space where rental is potentially cheaper, that makes it more affordable for somebody who might be in between living spaces or in between offices. I think that those are some potential ways to look at it. Community centers, I don't know. I just think that if we open it up, you know, to not thinking about it only as office space, then that might free us up to consider some alternatives.
Yeah, the idea is great. Especially if it can be converted into affordable housing, right? Or more affordable houses. But I'm not sure how achievable that is, because to convert a shopping mall or an abandoned building, an abandoned office, for example, into homes, that in itself will require a lot of cost in terms of renovating it to make it more like a house, a toilet, a bathroom for each
just to make it
unit,
livable, yeah.
Bedrooms and all that. So perhaps it will work out the same. I don't know. But you know, hopefully there can be an approach or a way that can actually make it into affordable housing that people can live in, because people really need that right now.
Yeah, my little hippie heart wants, you know, community spaces, art spaces,
yeah,
you know,
libraries,
you know, things like that. Things that, even as I'm saying it, I can hear people yelling at me, people don't go there. So, okay, fine. But, you know, if people did, I think that might be one way of dealing with it. So if you have suggestions on what to do with the office oversupply, or for that matter, mall oversupply that we're seeing, you can, of course, call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
So there's this WhatsApp coming in from Sharul Akma, who says, can the old and unused office space be converted to schools? They have big parking spaces. Retail space can be used as a class. It's a strategic area. Make use of it. The cost of constructing a new building for schools will be more or less the same.
I just love the idea of going to school in a mall.
In a mall.
You know, even if it was a mall that was never used. And you're right. I think if you think about the structure of the building, it's all pretty much there. The toilets will be there. The plumbing will be there.
Make sure that there's no cinema in there, because that would be distracting for the students.
That's true. Bowling alleys as well. But, you know, something like a food court is in most malls. So you would have the provision for a cafeteria. And the shopping, you're right. It's a good idea, actually. Lots of traffic flow kind of solutions built into that as well. So if you have other suggestions for potential reimaginings of empty or oversupplied offices or malls, you know, do call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.